Scripture lesson this morning comes to us from the Gospel of Mark, reading from the 10th chapter, verses 35 through 45. Hear these words. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Thanks be to God for these words as they come to us from the Gospel of Mark. Everybody wants to be somebody. We all have had and have our hopes and dreams and desires. Getting ahead in life has always been a part of the human spirit. Climbing the ladder in our work, becoming more important, trying to move up in life. Perhaps it began way back in Genesis, where the serpent says, "When you eat of the tree of good and evil, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." The late Henry Nouwen, who spoke and wrote often about the love of God, said, "Ever since then, we have been tempted to replace love with power." He said, "The long, painful history of the church is the history of people ever and again tempted to choose power over love, control over the cross, being a leader over being led." So we should not be too surprised at James and John's question, nor should we be too judgmental. After all, at least they had the guts to ask the question so many of us would like to ask or think to ourselves when we take a moment to pat ourselves on the back for the good work that we do for the church. It's easy to hear the words of those who claim that having a close relationship with God gives you some kind of entitlement to career advancement, to upward mobility, or money or power. But that's not what Jesus is telling us. Jesus, in his response to James and John, challenges even our popular assumptions about greatness and power and prominence. "Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" He's not talking about meeting him at the table and drinking from the cup. He's not talking about the mode and manner of baptism, whether walking into the deep waters as we believe Jesus did, or being sprinkled, or having the water poured over your head. All valid methods of baptism, by the way, but that's not what he's talking about. For he goes on to say, "Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, And whoever wishes to be first among you must be a slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. The cup that Jesus drank from is self-emptying love, the giving of one's own life for others. The baptism with which he was baptized is a burial of the old world with its power games, and it's the rising of God's reign of justice and generosity and joy. What about us? Are we ready? Are we able? Will we sing from the depths of our beings, "Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine"? Or will we sing like we did when I was in seminary a lot, "Lord, we're not able, our spirits are weak"? No one is asking you to ransom the world, to give your life as Jesus did, dying a painful death on a cross. For us, giving our lives as a ransom for many involves making ourselves available to others in response to the one who did lay down his life for all of us. It is offering our total being, our hopes and our dreams, our despair and our doubts, our faith and our fear, our courage and our ambitions, and even our humility. Because true humility isn't about pretending you're worth less than you are. True humility means recognizing who and whose you are and just how valuable you are. Created in God's image, member of the body of Christ, empowered by God's Spirit. And each of us is invited to participate in God's mission of healing and reconciling the world. Thinking that the world and its needs take second place or third or fourth to our leading song of "It's All About Me" is, I believe, a form of pride. If you think the only important thing is what's going on in your heart, or what you want, or what you think is best, that's also a form of pride. As is, well, the way we've always done it is this way. Your wholeness, your greatness is important to God. And it will be found most fully when we are engaged in God's mission for today. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. And he calls us to service each and every day of our lives. It's a message that the church has been reluctant to proclaim because, contrary to popular opinion, Jesus is not a technique for getting what we want out of God. Jesus is God's way of getting what God wants out of us. God wants a world redeemed, a world restored to God, and God gets that with the ordinary people like you and like me who are willing to walk like Jesus and talk like Jesus and, yes, even suffer like Jesus. Where can we, as Christ Church, go if we answer, "Yes, we are able"? And as we put our money where our mouth is by giving our time and our talents and, yes, even our dollars in answering the call that has been placed in our lives, what can we do if we open ourselves to the working of God in our very souls, the depths of our very beings? What is it that God is calling us to do? Where is God calling us to go? Are you able? We can all do something. We have each been given gifts and talents. Are you able? How will we respond? Are you able? And do you mean it? No matter where it is that Christ takes us. Thanks be to God. Amen.